But who takes care of her? I asked. She takes care of herself mainly, but she couldn't take care of us, you know? Patty explained, now fingering the corners of her eyes. So you run for her, Sonny said, now understanding how Patty could somehow relate to his story. Yeah, Patty swallowed. I run for her. Coach handed Patty her silverware. That leaves you, Ghost, he said. And let me tell you, I still wasn't sure what my secret was going to be, but I definitely knew I had to think of it quick because my duck was getting cold, and cold duck didn't sound too good. At first, I was going to tell them about the shoes, that I stole them. But then I figured Coach would not be okay with that. And even though he said we were telling secrets that we all were going to keep, I had learned a long time ago that adults play by different rules, so that was out. But I only had one other real secret, and I didn't know if it was okay to tell, especially over Chinese food. But I couldn't make up a good lie, despite the good job I had been doing lying over the past few days. I just didn't want them to look at me different or give anybody anything to pick on me about. I mean, I technically was still getting to know them, but I didn't know them yet. I didn't know anybody besides my family. I never even told Red and Dre stuff like this. Matter of fact, I hadn't even mentioned to them that I was on a track team, just because I didn't want to have to go through the whole, you on a track team? But then I looked around the table. Everybody had told such personal stories about their families, so maybe my family story wouldn't be so bad after all. Plus, my duck. It was getting cold, so... My dad's in jail for trying to shoot me and my mother, I blurted. And before anyone could say anything, I held my hand out for my utensils. Lou dropped his fork. Patty dropped her knife. Sonny stopped drinking. Coach's mouth hung open as he pressed everything into my hand. And I felt good. Different. Like, even though they were all stunned by what I said, I felt like they could see me. Like we were all running the same race at the same speed. But I was also feeling pretty hungry. Thanks, I said, taking my fork and stabbing the duck with it. I twisted meat off the bone and stuffed it in my mouth like nothing was wrong, like I hadn't just dropped the atomic bomb of secrets. But I didn't really want to make a big deal of it. I just wanted to say it and eat.
So what about you, Coach?
I asked through my chewing of the best food I had ever had. Ever! Duck. Who knew? Charlotte Lee could collect all the rubber ones she wanted. I was going to set the record for eating the most real ones. I mean, it's basically like the world's greatest chicken or something. Everybody else had started back digging in their plates, even though now things were definitely a little awkward. Just a little.
What about me? Coach replied at last.
Well, what's your secret? I asked, pointing the fork at him.
No. This is about y'all, not me.
Come on, Coach, said Patty. Don't be like that.
Yeah, I thought coaches were supposed to set an example, said Lou.
Watch it, Coach snipped, but jokingly. No offense, Coach, Sonny said, but Lou's right.
And Lou's never right,
Patty teased, reaching over and snatching Coach's chopsticks and fork.